It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Oh, not too terrible. 10 degrees outside this morning. Chilly one, about what you'd expect this time of the year.
Yep.
If you expected any different, then you've started New Year's Eve early. We need to turn things over to Kendall Warren this morning. He'd like to tell us all about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got 3 used smooth-top electric ranges. Got a used drop-in smooth-top electric range in very good condition. Near new gas range, 30-inch. Got a used match washer-dryer set. A used front-load washer, near new. Used electric dryers and gas. Used power vent water heater, 40-gallon natural gas. Works good. Got new ranges, gas and electric, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Gas and electric water heaters, they are made in the United States, and of course, we deliver, install, and take care of that service later. Might make a note, we don't like to announce this, but unfortunately, we are having a price increase February 1st on all appliances, so take that for what it's worth. Jim?
But, you know, you say you don't like to announce that, but I think people appreciate that.
Yeah. And we don't like it near as well as they do.
Well, I know. you got to do what you got to do. You can't help when the wholesalers come in and tell you this is how things are going to be.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, well, anyway. So jump on down. I guess January would be a good time.
Right.
And you still have a day left in December.
Yep.
So get after it. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Well, I know folks like Kendall like to take some time at the end of the year to thank you for your business and all that you've done to help to make them still stay vibrant members of the local community here. And I thought we'd take a little bit of time this morning to kind of do the same, too. Just kind of sitting back, reflecting on the year 2013 here at KJAN. And, you know, our success is directly tied to you. If you don't pay attention to what we're doing, if you don't react to the things we offer you, well, then we don't do very well. It works very well hand in hand that way, and we do very much appreciate that. And one of the easiest ways for us to kind of see that is through a program that we started about a year and a half ago, the KJAN Big Deals program. You know, when you start to sit down and try to crunch numbers and things, you know, a lot of times folks in our business like to talk about ratings and stuff like that. But, you know, ratings are for large markets. You know, they really don't play well in small communities because there really isn't a valid way to compute ratings of sorts, on-air listener ratings in such a small market. So, you know, we tend to ignore those things. We tend to worry more about the direct response type things that we can judge. And that includes like the Big Deals program, for example. You know, since we've started that, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people sign up as registered customers, and they've been active, of course. You wouldn't sign up if you weren't going to be active. But just in this year alone, in 2013, I was looking at some numbers this morning. Folks who've shopped at KJAN Big Deals have saved over $37,000. And that's cash in your pocket. That's cash that didn't leave. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. So far this year, over $37,000 in savings. So, you know, and that's the easiest thing in the world. You know, folks a lot of times are conditioned to buy sales. You know, a lot of merchants, big towns, small towns, whether you go to a mall or a small shop on the corner in a small town, they're all kind of the same when it comes to their marketing efforts and things. A lot of them have, you know, they get big crowds at sale time. Well, with KJAN Big Deals, you have a sale every day, yeah. Not just in the KJAN Big Deals store, but that, of course, translates into savings when you walk into that retail store as well. So literally, there are savings and sales going on every day that you buy and use those Big Deals certificates. So keep going. Keep doing it. Over $37,000 in savings by our customers this last year. I don't know how to better stress it. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good deal, and it works well for everyone. So,
and it never had to leave their pocket.
No, and that's money that you just had never left. It stays right with you. So congratulations on identifying a good deal when you see one. Keep telling your friends, because the more people that can sign up, the more people that save, there's still plenty of inventory there. So make sure you jump on in. You know, when I look at some of the other things that we've done, you know, in this last year, we added something called KJAN TV to our website this year. Some folks say, well, what channel is it on? well, it's not a TV station per se, but it is on the web, on our website. Just go to the TV page on our website. And when we broadcast different events, a lot of sporting events and things, when Chris and I go out to broadcast ball games on the air, we do them online as well. So you can actually watch the games in addition to listening to the broadcast of the games there also. Our next ball game coming up, for example, this Friday night, we're going to restart our high school basketball coverage after the Christmas break with a game on the road. It's a boys game as Kemper Catholic is hosting Atlantic this Friday night. So you'll be able to watch the game. If you can't make it up there, well, hey, don't worry. Chris and I are going anyway.
There you go.
They love the support, but if you can't make it for whatever reason, you can actually watch the game there. And not only that, but here recently in the last week, we've tuned things up a little bit. We've increased to some of the it's on steroids now, the coverage, not the kids. We've juiced it up a little bit, so the quality of the picture that you'll be watching will be a little bit better. We can do a few more things with it, so it's been a lot of fun to play with. Been a lot of fun. It's not a toy. It's a tool. And so far, people like it because we've had a lot of good feedback from folks who've been able to watch different types of events, and we hope to use it a lot more, too. So keep the suggestions coming about what types of things you'd like us to see us put on there. You know, also, I was looking at numbers the other day from KJAN.com, our website in general. Boy, oh boy. You know, you have no idea until you actually sit down and look and see what a resource it is. Now, remember, we live in a small town of about 7,000 people. We live in a retail area that includes probably somewhere between 125,000 and 150,000 people if you look at a 50-mile radius in all directions, which our signal covers. Last year, well, not last year, this year, 2013, at KJAN.com, so far, we have had over 225,000 unique visitors. Now, a unique visitor means that, like, I went to the site one time. I can go back 100 times, but I'm only going to be counted one time. So that's 225,000 different people have visited KJAN.com in the last year. We've had over a million visitors in total, and we've had over 2.5 million page views on our website. People have looked at 2.5 million different pages during the course of the year. Again, that's a small radio station in a small town of 7,000 in rural Iowa. Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I didn't expect us to be FoxNews.com, yeah. You know, a national thing that has a big presence, but that's a lot of use out of that, and we appreciate it. I mean, we enjoy doing that. You know, people ask, well, who updates your website? The answer, everybody. Everybody here does it. We all have our section, have our spots that we take care of. You know, Rick out of the newsroom does a tremendous amount of that stuff, but we all take a little bit of share of the pie there and take care of business, and obviously people appreciate that because they're heading to it day after day after day, several times a day, as a matter of fact. And we appreciate that, too. It's noticed, and we do appreciate that. And, you know, I don't even have numbers on, like, our Facebook and Twitter accounts. You know, everything that we post on our website automatically gets posted to our Facebook and Twitter accounts as well. So I have a lot of people that tell me that they get so much of their news, their first notice of news on our Twitter feed because it pops up on their phone. Mm-hmm. And then they go to our website, listen on the air to pick up the rest of it and stuff. So, hey, keep doing that, too. Appreciate that. You know, we do all those things as a service for you folks. You know, it's great when people respond, and we get a lot of good feedback from it, too. So hope you appreciate it. Keep coming back. We'll keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And then also just on this program as well in the last year, one of the changes early in the year, I believe it was in February, we announced that we were going to do something called Freedom Friday. And we're going to start honoring veterans around the area and start doing some interviews with some of the area veterans about their experiences and things. And we've had some pretty good success with that, too. We've had a number of folks from a number of area communities representing all branches of the military visiting with us, anywhere from recent service members to folks who served in Desert Storm, Vietnam, Korea, World War II. Some of the folks that we visited with have unfortunately passed away since then, so we're glad we had a chance to visit with them and share some of their stories before that time is no longer here with us. We visited with over 30 veterans so far, and we hope to visit with a lot more. And I've got a lot of nice comments from folks, and we've also gotten a lot of nice leads from folks, too. So if you think of other people that you think would be pretty good folks to sit down going to visit with, that they could maybe share some of their stories and experiences with us, and they'd be willing to do that. Certainly give us a call, drop an email or what have you, and let us know so we can follow up on those too. We have a lot more coming in the new year. So thank you very much for making 2013 a very pleasurable year here at KJAN. We take great pleasure in helping you out by providing you with all the services and things that you want, whether it's discounted gift certificates to local businesses, news, weather, sports information, things you can't find anywhere else, live TV broadcasts of local events and things, whatever that might be. We appreciate the fact that you notice and you took the time to share some of that experience with us, too, in 2013. We hope you do it again in 2014. Thank you very much. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to, one last time here in 2013, tell you a little bit about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, Whirlpool, Manning, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Over 75 new units in stock. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Freezers, chest and upright, got most sizes in stock. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid. Got some built-in and convertible portables, some closeouts on some select models, and we do install the dishwashers we sell. Lots of washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load. Tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. Also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. The 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. An additional 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. As Jim relates, we'd like to thank everybody from W&S Appliance for their business and hope that we can do it in the future. Everybody have a happy new year and a very prosperous one. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Don't forget that January would be a great time to maybe spruce up the kitchen with some new appliances, too. Appreciate you coming in. You have a good new year with you and your family. And hope you folks out there have a great new year, a great start to the new year as well. Don't have too much fun tonight, if you know what I mean. We want to see you back here again tomorrow. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.